Gooning has become one of the most popular ways to enjoy both sex and masturbation, and searches for gooning-related porn have risen over 700% in the last few years alone. Considering that it's still so new, however, it's natural to have a lot of questions about it. What even is gooning, anyway? How is it done, and is it dangerous? Should you try it? In this episode, I'll be answering all of these questions and more. So strap in and welcome to Gooning 101. To start off, we have to answer the question of what gooning actually is. Essentially, it's a form of masturbation where you edge yourself without having an orgasm for long periods of time. Think hours and hours. You masturbate until you get just before the point of no return, where an orgasm is inevitable, a place where you're on the edge but still in control. Gooning is typically done while watching porn, often compilations or quick cut videos where the performer or scene rapidly changes. This provides the maximum amount of stimulus, prevents boredom, and keeps your sexual excitement heightened for as long as possible. You'll find that after some time, your brain enters a trance-like, blissful state where nothing else matters except the pleasure between your legs and radiating throughout your entire body. Your mind blanks out a bit. Your thoughts silence, you forget about the world around you, and you just bask in the bliss that masturbating gives you. It's like that awesome part right before an orgasm, except there's no limit to the amount of time that it can last, which is why some people end up doing it for literally 10 plus hours. Many gooners without sexual partners often refuse to come at all. Not only because the fun would be over at that point, but also because going longer without an orgasm can further heighten the pleasure. Although it's not required, many porn videos aimed toward gooners fetishize porn addiction and gooning itself, encouraging the viewer to devote their life to porn, stay inside, and continue masturbating, and other similar encouragement. Gooners who choose porn over real-life sexual partners sometimes refer to themselves as pornosexuals, which is another term I wanted to clear up, just in case you see it online. That being said, couples can certainly goon together, either by mutually masturbating or by having sex with each other, and it may be a fun way to enhance your sex life. So, why do people goon anyway? Having a quick wink before bed is certainly normal behavior. But what draws people to masturbate to porn for hours, sometimes even spending their entire day gooning? According to many gooners I've spoken with, there's a few reasons. The first is that it really is a great way to escape from the stresses of modern life. Life is hard for a lot of people, and gooning is one way to forget about it for a little while. It's a healthier alternative to things like alcohol or many recreational drugs, and can fill you with a bit of pleasure in times where there might not be any. Porn can be found in abundance online for free, doesn't require you to leave the house, and you can do it by yourself. This alone draws a lot of people to it. Secondly, just the simple fact that it's fun. Sex is one of the ultimate forms of pleasure, and although many people would agree that masturbating doesn't feel physically as good as having sex with a real person does, you can't deny the excitement of getting to see dozens or hundreds of different people in a quick succession. The most dedicated gooners set up what are called goon caves, typically consisting of multiple monitors all playing videos at once. You can check out some examples by visiting the Goon Cave subreddit at reddit.com/r/gooncaves. As you might imagine, masturbating for such long periods of time can seem daunting, and the fact that gooner porn fetishizes porn addiction itself, you may be wondering, is gooning dangerous? The truth is, it depends. There is nothing inherently wrong with masturbating for a long period of time. It won't cause you any physical harm, neither to your genitals nor your brain. However, gooning can quickly lead to porn addiction in people that are prone to addiction. And some gooners spend so much time masturbating to porn that other areas of their life begin to suffer. They may miss work, ignore household responsibilities, or be unable to maintain the sexual relationship they previously had with their partner. Additionally, the prolonged release of dopamine that excessive porn usage brings can cause other things in life to bring you less joy by comparison. Gooning is fine when done responsibly. If it becomes a daily habit or takes over your life, it can have a similar effect on the brain to drugs like methamphetamine, leading to dependence, depression, and other mental health issues. Thankfully, unlike some hard drugs, no permanent damage is done to your brain itself, and all the negative effects can be reversed with time. If you want to try gooning for the first time, or you're already a gooner and want to enhance it even further, I do offer gooning sessions over the phone if you're interested. During these sessions, we typically load up porn videos and send links to each other, then watch them together while talking dirty and encouraging each other further. I'm carefully trained not to accidentally push you over the edge by accident, and I've done goon sessions with callers that have lasted as long as 8 hours. They're a lot of fun, and the porn can take some of the pressure off of talking if you're nervous or you've never done phone sex before. You can reach my phone sex page by visiting lewdlexi.com/phone. I'm online most days for most of the day. Essentially, gooning is just maintaining yourself at the edge of orgasm for a long period of time until you enter a trance-like state of bliss. It's most commonly done while watching porn, and most gooner porn fetishizes porn addiction itself. While it's not dangerous on its own, it can be detrimental if it begins taking over your life and you neglect your other responsibilities. While gooning is one way to enjoy sex and masturbation, there are probably a lot of other things that you haven't heard of or tried yet. Be sure to sign up to my email list as I work hard to help you have the best sex life you possibly can through the tips, ideas, and resources I share in my emails. You can reach it at lewdlexi.com/email. Have fun and goon responsibly.